Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to the show. It's Veterans Day weekend, and I thought I would take a little time, number one, to thank all of you who have served your country, whether it be in the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marine Corps, or the Coast Guard. Your efforts, your time, your sacrifice are all appreciated, as is the sacrifice of your families that had to endure your absence and taking care of things on the home front while you were gone. You know, we have highlighted a number of nonprofit organizations over the years that cater to veterans, especially combat veterans, and help them to get through the troubled times that they've had to experience. Examples would be Project Healing Waters that uses fly fishing for therapy. There's also Warriors in Quiet Waters based in Bozeman, Montana that does similar work, and they've also expanded to include hunting and other activities as well. Wounded Warrior Outdoors based in Florida, they send soldiers recovering from injuries to hunts all over North America. And then Heroes on the Water is an organization that uses kayaks and kayak fishing as a way to help not just veterans, but also first responders. My hat's off to all these organizations and the other ones that I have missed, and I would urge you to consider either volunteering with one of these organizations or financially supporting them so that they can continue their mission of helping out our veterans. This week on the show, we've got some great guests for you. Speaking of nonprofit organizations, we'll be getting a chance to talk to the executive director of the Outdoor Stewards of Conservation Foundation. That would be Jim Kirkaruto. And they just released a very interesting research paper that is all about the recent proliferation of hunting with AR platform rifles. We're talking modern sporting rifles here. There are a lot more people using them for hunting these days, and this expansion has really hit home in the last 5 years. Jim will be sharing more details about this survey that has been released, and he'll also tell you more about what the Outdoor Stewards of Conservation Foundation does. Another guest we'll talk to today is John Walrath. He is a biologist for Wyoming Game and Fish. We're going to talk about Flaming Gorge Reservoir. This is a big body of water on the border of Utah and Wyoming that over the years has earned a reputation of being perhaps the best trophy kokanee fishery in the United States. It also has some very big lake trout. It's known as a good rainbow and cutthroat trout fishery. It even has smallmouth bass and burbot. However, in recent years, things have been changing, and not for the better. The cause? Small lake trout, which are eating up kokanee and other fish. John will explain more about how this is happening and invite you to come to Flaming Gorge Reservoir this month to catch a whole bunch of these smaller lake trout that are less than 28 inches in size to take home and eat and get them out of the lake. Sticking with fishing, we'll also get a chance to chat with Joe Cermelli in just a minute. The topic is grayling in Michigan. They went extinct about 100 years ago, but it looks like they're about to make a comeback thanks to the state of Michigan's efforts to reintroduce them through hatchery operations. And at the end of the show, we'll get a chance to talk to Keith Sutton. He is the editor of Catfish Now, a free digital publication. He wrote a great article about catching flathead catfish in rivers, exactly where to look for them, what to use to catch the big ones. And I'm going to ask him, is catfishing a thing in the late fall and winter or not? Not just for flathead catfish, but other species too. Keith will weigh in on that, and I think you're going to really enjoy the conversation. Before we talk to Keith, though, let's start off with our first interview of the day. Next on America Outdoors Radio, we've got Joe Cermelli on the line. He is the fishing editor for Outdoor Life. Just penned an article about Michigan's efforts to reintroduce grayling into that state. This is a state that had a robust population of grayling, but they pretty much went extinct in that state about 100 years ago. As a matter of fact, there's even a town in Michigan called Grayling. That's how prolific they were at one time. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, John. Appreciate being here, man.
So let's talk a little bit about this. Where are we at in Michigan when it comes to getting grayling back into rivers and lakes?
Well, it's pretty interesting. As a guy who is just fascinated by native fish, I've sort of been following along with this. This has been ongoing for a few years now, but like you had mentioned, because of logging and overfishing and reduction of habitat, the grayling have been gone for many, many years. So the state has implemented a stocking program where they're taking grayling from Alaska, I believe, and raising them in the Marquette hatchery. And the ultimate goal is to reintroduce them to some of the rivers and smaller tributaries where they once thrived and hopefully foster a self-sustaining population again in a lot of those rivers. And what's been in the news recently is that the hatchery program has been so successful that the state has now ended up with excess breeding fish, bigger fish in the roughly the 10 to 14 inch range, that they might be stocking in some waters within the state as early as late this fall or this winter. So in a way, it's not sort of the full program come to life, but Michigan anglers and anybody else who wants to go up there might actually have the chance to catch grayling in Michigan again sooner rather than later.
Oh, that'd be absolutely amazing. Do they have a list of the lakes or rivers they're considering yet or not?
You know, I've looked into that, and I have not been able to find that. And I think, you know, there's been a bit of politics wrapped up in this whole thing, you know, in terms of where to put these fish. Another interesting caveat is that even though the grayling have not really existed in many, many years within the state, in the rule book, it is said that you cannot target grayling within Michigan. Well, that also, just this past summer, that has been lifted to where now you can legally catch and release grayling within the state. And that's sort of preemptive, I think, of this program taking hold, because the state recognizes that, you know, naturally these fish are going to end up in places where people fish for trout and steelhead and other things. So it's very hard to differentiate between targeting one or the other. So right now, as I understand it, they are still sort of getting all their fish grown in the hatchery, and they're still debating exactly which rivers and streams they're going to end up putting these fish in. And I would suspect that as soon as they pull the trigger on putting this excess brood stock in the Upper Peninsula lakes, they will obviously publish a list of the lakes they're going in. They're looking at a few hundred fish. But to the best of my research, John, so far they're still keeping that kind of close to the vest. They haven't quite announced yet where all these fish are going to wind up.
You know, grayling are so rare in the lower 48. I was lucky enough to catch some out of an alpine lake in Washington State a couple decades ago, literally. They exist in alpine lakes in states like Utah and Idaho, and you can still catch them on the Big Hole River in Montana. But to have them back in Michigan, that is something that's really special indeed. Now, you're a bit of a grayling fanatic, and you've gone up to Alaska just to fish for grayling, haven't you?
I have. You know, it's a funny story, because as a kid I was fascinated by them, because here's this thing in my North American Fishing Club books that is completely foreign to me. I grew up in New Jersey. There's no grayling here. So I remember the first time I ever fished in Alaska, we were fishing a small stream called Peters Creek way out in the bush, looking for rainbow trout, and the first thing I catch is this really nice grayling. And it was funny because I coddled this thing because I thought, well, this is a mythic fish. Like, what a rarity. And, you know, it didn't take long to figure out that, you know, this thing that we hold dear and are long gone in the lower 48, man, Alaska is just overrun with them. Pretty much every stream up there is chock full of grayling, especially in the interior. So, yeah, a few years ago I went up there to pike fish not far north of Fairbanks and took a whole day aside to float one of the rivers up there which really had not much else in it but grayling, and they were some big ones, and they were plentiful, and they're a lot of fun to catch. So, yeah, again, as a guy who loves native fish, that would just be the thing I would do, is go all the way to Alaska and spend an entire day there not doing the A-list salmon, steelhead, normal thing, halibut thing, and just fishing for grayling. But it's a blast, and I highly recommend it if anybody is up there to take a day to just target these fish.
Sounds like a perfect day on the water to me. I'm a big fan of grayling, too. Folks, if you want to read this article, just go to outdoorlife.com. You'll find this article by Joe Cermelli and a whole bunch of other articles by him, too, when it comes to fishing. Outdoorlife.com, that's the place to go to. If you're not already subscribed, become a subscriber today. Joe, thanks for sharing this with us on America Outdoors Radio.
Anytime, John. Appreciate you having me on.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Sportsman's Warehouse is America's premier outfitter and has what you need as a hunter, angler, hiker, paddler, camper, and outdoors enthusiast. They also carry an extensive assortment of firearms and ammunition you simply can't find anymore at many big box stores. On top of that, their knowledgeable staff is here to help you purchase the right gear so you can get the most out of your outdoor experience. Visit your local Sportsman's Warehouse store today or shop online anytime at sportsmans.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. We are heading to Connecticut to talk to Jim Curcaruto. He is the executive director for the Outdoor Stewards of Conservation Foundation, and they just released the results of a very interesting survey about the proliferation of hunters that are using modern sporting rifles with the AR-15 platform. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we got some exciting new research out there that I appreciate the opportunity to help spread the word.
You know, this was really interesting to me. I know that folks do use AR-15-style rifles for certain types of hunting, but it looks like the number of hunters using them is really increasing. Why don't you go ahead and share some of the results of the survey with our listeners?
Sure. Well, obviously, in modern sporting rifle, the AR platforms are a hot topic and for a lot of reasons, but, you know, hunters have known for quite some time that they are a very useful tool for all types of hunting, from small game to varmint to big game. And really the topic hadn't been looked at in about a decade on, hunters using the AR platform for multiple purposes in the field. And I think the last time it was looked at was, the research was maybe 2014, and it was about 27% of hunters said they had ever used that modern sporting rifle for hunting. And now just, this year we asked that question again, and it's up to 41% of hunters said they have ever used, that AR platform for hunting, which kind of we figured anecdotally, but it's nice to have that hard data to see the increase, and really not a surprise because they are so versatile.
So you asked the question of why hunters were using AR-15 platform rifles for hunting. You got some interesting answers, didn't you?
Yeah, tell you what, if you've shot one before, you know, they are accurate, they're reliable, and they're kind of easy to shoot, right? Good ergonomics on them. So those, the main reasons that hunters responded why they're using that MSR to hunt is, number one, ease of shooting, number two, accuracy, and number three, reliability. You know, they're also lightweight and kind of easy to carry in the field if you've got the right sling for them, so... Again, not a surprise, but again, good to have that, the hard data to help people understand the market better and, consider, if you're a hunter, you know, looking into them. And also if you're a manufacturer, consider, you know, this data for your marketing and production purposes.
And I like what you said about that last part with the manufacturers. You know, having been to SHOT Show many times in Las Vegas, the shooting, hunting, outdoor trade show, so many manufacturers of AR-15 just basically target the tactical side of the house, and they don't target the hunting side. And, you know, the results of the survey hopefully will make some of these manufacturers realize maybe we need to change our marketing efforts, and maybe these rifles shouldn't be black, but maybe camo instead, and maybe we should use some different calibers too.
Yeah, definitely has been an expansion in that area for sure from the manufacturing standpoint, but there's definitely room for growth. I think you may have seen it, but this one question stood out to me almost the most. And we had asked the hunters, you know, that have not used an AR platform to hunt with, what is the likelihood that you would use one? And, you know, said very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all. And the hunters that said they're very likely to look into using an AR platform rifle to hunt with was 23%. So, you know, we've got millions of hunters out there, and 23% of them have a very likely interest in that. You certainly have potential for some market share growth if you're a manufacturer. And, again, it is interesting to see how much interest is out there.
You know, I didn't see it broken down in the executive summary, but did you ask the question of specifically what kind of game folks were hunting? Because I always think of coyotes and hogs when it comes to the 223 AR-15. But I'm guessing there's more than that. I'm just wondering what the percentages were if you asked that question.
We did. We used it for, we just broke it down large game and small game, and we actually had a question in there on, you know, varmint hunting as identified as hogs and coyotes and stuff, but unfortunately there was some corrupt data in that, so we ended up with just how you use your AR platform to hunt large game or small game, and large game was identified as deer, elk, and of those that are using the AR platform to hunt with already, 81% said yes, they're using them to hunt large game, and 31% said they're using them for small game, which, you know, definitely not surprised on the high percentage using them for large game, but the small game kind of goes back to, you know, a little bit about your caliber. You know, there's plenty of AR platform rifles in 22 caliber that are perfect for squirrel and rabbit, or at least squirrels, and I actually did a squirrel hunt earlier this year when one of the co-hunters was using his Smith & Wesson AR platform to hunt squirrels and knocked them down pretty good.
I like it. And another question that really stood out for me was how long hunters have been using the AR-15 platform for hunting. Vast majority, 5 years or less. So this is definitely a new trend, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a tremendous, you know, growth in overall production and purchasing of that AR platform modern sporting rifle in the past 5 years. So it makes perfect sense that, you know, the majority of folks that are hunting with them haven't used them for more than 5 years. But it also shows that, you know, that new gun owner has some interest in hunting. And when they combine those two, they're out there using these firearms. So again, I see some potential growth for this in the future as well.
We got about 2 minutes left. Let's talk about the Outdoor Stewards of Conservation Foundation. It's a nonprofit. What is your organization all about?
Sure. We've got a mission to help recruit the next generation of what we call HATs. And those are hunters, anglers, trappers, and shooters. And even though there's 60 million active HATs in America, you know, we need to kind of recruit more to replace the ones that are aging out of that community. And we've got a program called Come With, where we are activating those current participants and asking them, hey, invite somebody new, be a mentor, train somebody new. And we're also trying to promote positive messages that people of the HATs that are out there cleaning up the environment, you know, where they're not litter bugs, they do land management. We provide biodegradable bags to HATs across America in a program called Fill a Bag While Filling Your Tag. And we also have a program called Connecting with Conservation, where we try to inform and thank those HATs for being primary funders of contribution. You know, between license sales and purchasing excise tax products, HATs purchase about $3.6 billion worth of that, and that goes to state wildlife agencies, and without that money, they can't operate. So HATs are really the primary funders of conservation, and we want to get that message out there, and folks can go to outdoorstewards.org to find more information, or certainly follow us on Instagram at @outdoorstewards to keep track of what we're up to.
All right. It sounds like it's an organization that's doing some great things, and you certainly came out with an eye-opening study based on some recent research you've done. The website to go to find out more, outdoorstewards.org. That's outdoorstewards.org for the Outdoor Stewards of Conservation Foundation. Jim, thanks so much for sharing all of this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
All right. Appreciate it, John. Take care.
I'm Anthony Imperato, president of Henry Repeating Arms. Patriotic Americans are looking to protect and provide for their families now more than ever. Henry has over 200 rifles and shotguns to choose from. Made in America or not made at all. And backed by a lifetime guarantee. Order a free catalog, decals, and a list of Henry dealers in your area. Go to henryusa.com or call 1-800-958-4993. Thank you and God bless America.
Hunt of a Lifetime is a nationwide nonprofit organization dedicated to providing hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under who suffer from life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. These adventures make big differences in the lives of those who participate in them, and in many cases are literally a dream come true that brings hope and therapy to their lives. Find out more, get involved, or donate today at huntofalifetime.org. That's huntofalifetime.org. huntofalifetime.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Ridding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Ridding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Our next guest is John Walrath. He is a fisheries biologist for Wyoming Game and Fish. The subject is Flaming Gorge Reservoir. This is a reservoir located on the border of Wyoming and Utah. It has been known for years as a trophy kokanee fishery, perhaps the best trophy kokanee fishery, which are landlocked sockeye salmon in the entire United States. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, John.
So let's start off with a fishery report. It is fall, and I understand the fishing for lake trout, which are found in this lake, is pretty good right now.
It is very good right now, and it was even better back in October when these small lake trout, those are under 28 inches. There's a big chunk of them that come up and spawn in less than 30 foot of water. And it can just be phenomenal fishing where a couple of guys could have 100 fish day out there catching 2 to 3 pound lake trout.
Wow. Now, when these fish are in the shallows, how do you go about catching them?
A lot of guys like taking a tube jig, some kind of a jig, and just winging it towards shore. And then what you want to do is just bounce it off the bottom, bringing it back to you. And, you know, sometimes they'll crash it when you're only about 10 foot of water. And other times, you know, you'll be almost right under your boat before they pick it up.
Interesting. This sounds like smallmouth bass fishing to me. And as a matter of fact, don't you have smallmouth bass in this reservoir too?
We do. We do have smallmouth bass in the reservoir. They've been struggling for a few years here while Burbot kind of ate all the juvenile smallmouth bass that we had in the reservoir. But they're hanging on, and we are starting to see some better recruitment with the smallmouth bass in the reservoir as the Burbot numbers go down. And a lot of the techniques that people can use to catch the lake trout in the spawning season are going to be very similar to how they might catch smallmouth bass.
All right. So this is a really unique body of water. It's a big reservoir, again, bordering Wyoming and Utah. For years, folks would go there to catch really big kokanee salmon, but there's also lake trout in there, some very sizable lake trout. There's rainbow trout. There's smallmouth bass. But in recent years, you've had things kind of upend a little bit. The kokanee fishery is not as good. The fishing for big lake trout isn't as good. You've got problems with the smallmouth bass fishery. And a lot of this, I understand, has to do with the fact that there's this huge number of small lake trout in the lake right now. Explain why this is affecting everything else.
Well, as any ecosystem, it's a delicate balance as far as prey and predators and what you have in your system. And for a number of years, you know, we've been staying ahead of the balance where we have plenty of kokanee out there for anglers to catch. And a few years ago, that balance got flipped where we ended up having too many lake trout in there, and they basically ate through all the recruitment that we had to where anglers definitely noticed catching fewer kokanee and fewer rainbows, fewer cutthroat. Everything they like to go catch, there were fewer of them out there. And that was just a simple matter of, you know, a few years of poor recruitment on kokanee and then fewer kokanee for other lake trout to eat. And they were eating quite a few of them. So that pretty much wipes out any kind of recruitment year class strength that we had for the kokanee in the reservoir. And that was due to just high numbers of these lake trout that we've shown in some research we've conducted that these under 28-inch lake trout can have about 25% of their diet consist of kokanee.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I can certainly see why the kokanee fishery is in trouble because of that. So obviously, Wyoming Game and Fish in Utah, Department of Natural Resources, is urging anglers to keep these smaller lake trout. What's the limit, if any, on these lake trout under 28 inches?
Yeah, we've been encouraging anglers to keep what they catch for the small lake trout. And that's been going on really since 2006 when they were pulled out of our trout aggregate regulation. That was then bumped up to 8 fish per day, 8 fish in possession. And then in 2019, we upped that again to further continue encouraging harvest to the public. So right now the regulation is 12 fish per day, 1 over 28 inches, and you can have 24 fish in possession.
What else is Wyoming Game and Fish or Utah doing to encourage harvest of these smaller lake trout?
Well, we've done some fishing clinics just to help people that are unfamiliar with how to go after and target these small lake trout, how to specifically target them, and then we've been encouraging derby sponsors to put on fishing derbies that specifically target the small lake trout and then also including them in the derbies that already exist, you know, on the reservoir. And then just basically just spreading the word via, you know, various media outlets such as programs like yourself and just others regionally here as any way to get the message out that there's a lot of lake trout in the reservoir and they taste good. They're low in mercury, and that people should just take advantage of the lake trout that they catch and take them home.
You know, it's funny that you're having the derbies. I know that up at Flathead Lake in northwestern Montana, they have MAC days in the spring and fall, and that's designed for exactly the same thing, to cull the number of lake trout there to save the cutthroat trout population. Has either state, Utah or Wyoming, considered doing something similar to what's happening on the Columbia River in Oregon and Washington, where they work to reduce the pike minnow population that's consuming steelhead and salmon smolt, by actually having a program where you turn in the fish and get money in return?
There are a lot of things that we've been discussing, and not just this year, but years prior too, you know, as far as, are there things we can do to help improve the survival of the fish that we are stocking, and what regulations can we put into place that might increase the harvest on the small lake trout while also decreasing harvest by anglers on the kokanee salmon. And then there's a lot of research being done out there that all these actions might not be enough. So what other method can we think of that we can implement that might be able to flip the scales again to where we actually decrease the lake trout population and increase our kokanee population? And some of those things that we're talking about, I mean, does consist of some kind of net removal program. Possibly some kind of a bounty program, you know, just like you're talking about, where you would pay anglers a certain dollar amount for the number of the lake trout that they do harvest. I mean, these are all the things that, I mean, we're talking about. There's a lot of things to flesh out there as far as the feasibility and the logistics of implementing those kind of programs, because they don't just happen overnight, and it takes a lot of planning and foresight to get budgets lined up to even start to implement a program like that. But it is something that both states are talking about, and before any decision is made, what all that stuff will be brought out to the public as well.
Well, in the meantime, you can certainly do your part to help the kokanee and the bass and the trout in Flaming Gorge Reservoir by going fishing for lake trout, specifically these smaller lake trout that are wreaking havoc on these other fish populations. So plan on heading to Flaming Gorge Reservoir during the month of November. Catch some of these lake trout, take them home, smoke them, grill them, fry them up, eat them, and do your part to help conserve these other fish. John, thanks so much for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Do you love to fish? Do you love to eat fish? Well, if you do, you know how important it is to have something to keep things sharp. Now, in the boat, it might be something to keep your hook sharp, like maybe the pocket knife sharpener from WorkSharp, which also works just fine, along with the guided field sharpener for keeping fillet knives sharp. So when it comes to cleaning those fish you catch for the day, you can get that done in a hurry. And let's not forget, back at the house, when you're preparing those fish for a meal, that's when you want to have a kitchen knife sharpener, and there's several electric ones available. You can find them all at WorkSharpTools.com. which lists all sorts of both manual and electric sharpeners you can use in the kitchen, in the shop, or in the field. Sharp hooks and sharp knives make for a happy day on the water, so get your sharpener today at WorkSharpTools.com or look for these products at quality sporting goods stores and hardware stores near you. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love.
Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display. Or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer an affordable platform to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting host John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. But hurry, if you wait too long, this big opportunity might just get away. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We've got a really unique organization I want to tell you about. It's called Reeling in Serenity. And this organization helps keep people clean and sober through fly fishing. With us here to tell you more about this nonprofit is the president of the organization, Andy Weiner. Andy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. Good to be here.
So, Andy, you bring a lot to the table. You're a longtime publishing professional. You love to fly fish yourself. You've even written an award-winning children's fly fishing book. How did you get involved in the organization that's focused on recovery?
I started because I connected with somebody through my book and learned about the fact that she was working with a group of women in sobriety on a fly fishing retreat, and we bonded over that because she had a picture of herself in a magazine holding a book that was written by my father. And my father was a recovered alcoholic. He was 47 years sober when he passed away, and he wrote numerous books about recovery, and he was my inspiration, and he was also my fly fishing buddy.
That's a great story. So how does Reeling in Serenity work?
We use the same model that a number of fly fishing nonprofits use. A lot of people have probably heard of Casting for Recovery or Real Recovery or the Mayfly Project. And what people have learned is that fly fishing is a great activity for finding peace and serenity. And we use that model working with anglers who are working their sobriety, and we take them on free fly fishing retreats. We provide some instruction about fly fishing, a little entomology about bugs and what fish eat, and then take folks out to fish. We have guides for each angler. Do a little bit of conversation about recovery. We don't want to make it a sort of an overbearing experience about sobriety. We really want to introduce people to the activity and the peace that they can find participating in it.
I've heard of fly fishing being used as therapy for, like, veterans suffering from PTSD. How does it help people who have been addicted to drugs or alcohol?
You know, I think it's really the same way that it helps the veterans, and the organization that you're speaking about is Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing, which is a fantastic national organization. I think that anybody who fly fishes, maybe not anybody, but quite a few people, find that it's an activity that allows you to focus on the activity at hand, to immerse yourself in a great natural environment and hopefully to catch some fish while you're doing it. I've found over the years that even on days when I'm not catching fish, just to be in that environment in a beautiful river, maybe with mountains and forests surrounding me, everything else sort of drops away. There's just a sense of serenity and peace. And that's what we're hoping that folks who are working their sobriety are going to find when they start fly fishing. And it's been the fact for the retreats that we've held so far that people have become so engaged in the practice and the activity of fly fishing that it really does help people exactly the way that we hoped it would.
And another important aspect of your nonprofit is you're connecting people with other people that are either recovering or have gone through that process and are clean and sober. Because it's hard to do this battle alone or to go ahead and get a lot out of it if you're fishing with somebody who's never walked in your shoes, so to speak.
Exactly. Most of our board and most of our staff are in recovery, anywhere from, I would say, 5 to 25 years. And it's something that they're very, very passionate about. They have found that fly fishing has been a road to maintaining their sobriety, and they want to share that with people who are taking that same journey that they are. And the way that we have most effectively found participants for the program is to reach out to local recovery centers, and it's pretty easy to get 10 to a dozen anglers to participate. We've had 5 retreats so far, and as I said, they are free for the participants. And another important aspect is that we are a 100% volunteer organization. Nobody from the staff or the board receives any compensation. We just do it for the love of the activity and to try and help people.
I think that's absolutely fantastic. Is Reeling in Serenity a new organization, and is it a nationwide organization?
Yeah, it's a fairly new organization. We started up with our first retreat, I believe, in September of 2022. We're primarily based in Georgia and on the East Coast, though I'm in California. We have staff in Pennsylvania and New York, but it's a very small organization. But our goal this year is to have retreats in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and hopefully Montana as well. So we're moving westward as we go.
As a matter of fact, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, you've got a fly fishing festival that's taking place in Brevard, North Carolina at the Deerwood Reserve. Tell our listeners about this.
It's a great fly fishing festival. It's our first time exhibiting there and participating. 2 of our staff members are going to be there, our executive director and communication director. But they are 2 longtime friends who were co-founders of the organization, and they've worked at several shows. And Becca is a really fascinating person, Becca Klein, who is our executive director. She's a woman who's fighting stage 4 metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
There have been films made about her. She is a great angler. She does a program every year, several times a year, called All Kids Fish, where she gets kids in Georgia out on the water fly fishing. And it's just a great activity, and she's an inspiration to all of us.
Well, this fly fishing festival, folks, again, is the Forks of the River Fly Fishing Festival. And Reeling in Serenity is going to have a booth there.
Yeah,
it's taking place at the Deerwood Reserve in Brevard, North Carolina, today and tomorrow. It's $20 for a day pass, $40 for the whole family, or $15 for a student. In addition to being able to talk to the folks with Reeling in Serenity, there's also going to be live music, food trucks, local vendors, door prizes, raffles, and good times. So check that out. What are some other events that you have coming up?
We participate in the various stops of the fly fishing show. They have, I think, maybe 7 or 8 stops around the country. I exhibit at the Pleasanton, California stop. We'll be at the Atlanta, Georgia stop. I think we're going to shoot for the Pennsylvania one coming up in 2024 as well. Ben Freeremski, who's the head of the fly fishing show, has been a really terrific friend and supporter, both of my book and of Reeling in Serenity. And it's just a great opportunity to talk to people firsthand about what we're doing. When I hosted a booth last year, I just had this extraordinary experience of talking to people about their personal experiences with substance abuse, with members of their family. It was tremendously moving, and I think it's one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. We're talking to Alan Weiner. He is the president of Reeling in Serenity, a nonprofit dedicated to helping people recover from alcoholism and substance abuse through fly fishing. It's a newer organization, volunteer-driven, and here's my next question. If somebody today is listening and wants to get involved either as a participant or as a volunteer, how do they do that?
The best way to do that is to reach out to us through our email address, which is info@reelinginserenity.org. You can visit our website, reelinginserenity.org, and if you didn't remember that email address, there's a contact link there as well.
All right. The website again, reelinginserenity.org. That's reelinginserenity.org. Check it out, get involved, and go fly fishing. Alan, thanks for what you do, and thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you, John.
Before we go, a friendly reminder to be careful out there on the road, because this is the time of year when deer and elk like to wander onto the roadway. There's a few things you can do. Keep in mind that although these animals tend to be nocturnal, at this time of year, you can actually find them during the day, and it's always best to slow down a little, especially if you're going to be in an area that's marked with a deer or elk crossing sign. The Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife's got some other recommendations for you, too. One of them is to be alert in areas with dense vegetation along the road or while going around curves, because wildlife near the road can be very hard to see in these situations. If you do see one animal, stay alert, because there are others likely nearby. And if you see an animal on the side of the road, slow down, stay in your lane. Many serious injuries result of moving into the opposite lane and getting into an accident with another vehicle. Always wear your seatbelt. Even a minor collision can result in serious injuries. And if you are in a state where you can salvage a roadkill deer or elk, have the gear so that you can do so in your vehicle. Couple of other reminders for you. Number one, if you haven't already, I hope you'll like and follow our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got the holiday season coming up soon, and we're going to be doing our Christmas gift giveaway early next month. I want you to be part of that. And don't forget to check us out online on the web. Our website is AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. That's AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. Check out our sponsor links on the front page, too, and support the organizations and businesses that are supporting us. And if you're going to be traveling, check out the TuneIn page, because we've got 135 stations in 33 states. You can hear this show in a whole lot of different places. So look for a station that's going to work for you while you're on the road this fall and winter. On that note, it is time to go, but here's hoping that you are able to get out for a little bit of deer hunting or elk hunting or waterfowl hunting, upland bird hunting, or maybe some fishing too. It's all waiting for you during this month of November. So until next time, be blessed and remember this. It is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Help. At K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. It's a new report getting a lot of attention in Washington. It shows China positioning itself as an economic powerhouse.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week that found China is now a leading power in operating seaports around the world, as well as the world's largest trading country and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica. China became a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power, but CFR looked at China's port infrastructure and determined that many of its commercial ports could be easily repurposed to hold warships. Tisha Stevens reporting.
Meanwhile, all eyes on President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping gearing up for their talks next week at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. Also at townhall.com, Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty concerned about the Biden administration's inability to handle the increasing number of hotspots in the world.
They seem to mess up everything that they touch. You know that. They seem to solve for what's worse for America at every occasion. And in return, they keep on doing things that are better and better for, you know, our enemies and our adversaries like China.
Hagerty adds the White House refuses to accept the reality of what's going on in the Middle East.
You can't even get this administration to acknowledge the fact that Iran is behind all of this. And if anybody thinks that it isn't Iran's technology, that it isn't their funding, it isn't their know-how that's behind the attack that Hamas has led on Israel by the rockets that are coming out of Hezbollah, do you think the Houthis built those rockets that they're launching? It's Iran, Iran, Iran.
Today, Veterans Day, and all across the United States, Americans are paying tribute to those who have served. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The Republican congressman who leads the House GOP investigation of the origins of COVID-19 is stepping down.
Ohio's Brad Wenstrup was first elected to the House in 2012, but says he wants to spend more time with his family. Wenstrup's announcement came the same day another congressman said he wouldn't seek re-election. Democrat Derek Kilmer of Washington also cited a desire for more family time. The pair, among nearly two dozen House members announcing they will not be running again in 2024. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Months of labor unrest in Hollywood coming to an end, but the post-strike landscape that awaits actors and writers may be far from happily ever after. Inside Report says actors swap their picket signs for auditions. They'll be returning to an industry still in the midst of very painful transformation and upheaval. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. An old surgical drug has found a new use.
Ketamine can be used as an alternative to opioids for patients with chronic pain. Ketamine is now being prescribed as a therapy for an array of unapproved uses, including depression and anxiety. However, there is limited evidence that it's effective for arthritis, migraines, and other forms of pain. Some experts worry the U.S. may be repeating the mistakes that gave rise to the opioid crisis by overprescribing an unproven drug with safety and abuse risks. John Scott reporting.
An additional 1.2 million chickens slaughtered after bird flu confirmed at an Iowa egg farm. And the second major case this week comes days after some 900,000 chickens were killed on a Minnesota farm. The ongoing outbreak began early last year, leading officials to kill 63 million birds. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
LLC.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Everyone, and welcome once again to The Pet Show. Is your Frenchie acting ferocious? Does your feline have you freaking out? Are your Chihuahuas having a bit of a Napoleon complex? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to truly understand your dog or cat's behavior as well as they understand yours, if you're confused about your pet's behavior or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring your furry little buddies with you, folks, because it is that time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, I love talking to you guys as a veteran on this Veterans Day. I'm going to talk about some great events I was at yesterday, and I just want to thank all of those that served with me and served by themselves. on this Veterans Day, and thank you for your service and bless you for your service as well. The number here, if you have a question or a comment, the phone number is 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time to take your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away on the show. Everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me live on the air will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Let me tell you what I have planned for today's show. However, your questions and comments are my priority. But if we have time, you know, we all love our pets and love to watch them when we give them new toys. But are those toys safe? What you need to check for before buying gifts for your pets. Things like, do you know your dog's chewing style, for example? Also coming up on today's show, you better watch out what you say in front of your cats. They don't forget. Remember from many, many years. So just how good is your cat's memory? Stay tuned. I think you'll be surprised. But more importantly, I think you might be a little scared. Also coming up, I know we don't like to think about it, but November happens to be Pet Cancer Awareness Month. It's a topic that could be devastating to pet guardians. We'll talk about what you need to know and look for. And also coming up, you know, there's a lot more to your dog's tail than chasing and wagging. We'll talk about that as well. As always, plenty of time for all of your questions and comments. Lots of great stuff to give away. So, if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, doesn't get along with other dogs, or just believes that anything he sees he must hump, give me a call. I'll help you resolve any issues. The phone number, 877-725-8255. The question of the day, I was asked in a recent interview, who is easier to live with, your pets or your spouse? I hope my spouse isn't listening. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for you calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. Now, it's Veterans Day today. I went to an amazing event yesterday as a veteran myself. I went to an amazing event in Santa Monica where I live. It was just incredible. We had the Black Hawk helicopters flying overhead, hundreds and hundreds of people there, a lot of veterans there. And, you know, it was really, really great having the opportunity to say welcome home and meet a bunch of veterans as well. But let me just say this, and this is what really, really made me smile. You know, Veterans Day is positive. It's to thank veterans. It's not Memorial Day, which is a whole other different game. But yesterday at this event, Congressman Ted Lieu was there. Other people were there. And at the end of the event, a general, two or three stars, I don't remember, a female general stood up. And then I saw a group of young people, men and women, march in. And they marched in, and right in front of me, God, I'm going to cry, right in front of me, they raised their right hand, they took the pledge, they took the oath, got their dog tags, and said, we're ready and willing. Let me tell you something, America. We're in good hands. With youth like that, we are in good hands. So on this Veterans Day, I want you to say thank you to a veteran. Interestingly enough, only 7% of Americans have served in the military. Just 7% of Americans have served in the military. So a quick thank you, and don't be afraid to put up an American flag in front of your house as well. 877-725-8255. We are going to Lisa, who held on to my LA show for about an hour. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Lisa. How can I help you today?
So I'm in a relationship with someone who has a three-year-old Frenchie, and the Frenchie is male and not fixed. And my significant other is from another country, and I only say that because growing up in the States, we're just so used to, you know, neutering and spaying animals. So, but I, you know, I'm aware that people in other countries don't always do that, and I've also learned, you know, some of the positive benefits to it. But one thing I find about this dog is, aside from that he's very hyper, when you take him out for a walk, he's peeing everywhere. I know my significant other has mentioned that it's hard to have him off leash at the beach because he'll go and pee on people's things. And he's also, as to be expected, a very horny dog. And, you know, and sometimes I thought and wondered secretly.
Well, let me stop you for a second. The word horny bothered me a little bit, and I'll tell you why. When a dog is mounting another dog, and the dog is in that position, it's not always sexual behavior. So that when
right.
your dog mounts your leg, don't feel flattered. It's not because your leg is so pretty. It's a sign of dominant behavior. That's
right.
what it's all about. Now, I'm not going to ask what country your significant other's from because I honestly don't care. He's in America
right.
now. All the studies
right.
now indicate that dogs that are neutered and spayed are healthier than dogs that aren't. For example, a male dog that's neutered is not going to get testicular cancer, not going to get prostate cancer, as well as other problems. So neutering the dog is the right thing to do. Simple. Any vet, I can't imagine any veterinarian in America right now that would say to a client, oh, don't neuter your dog. Don't neuter your dog. We know the benefits of neutering. In fact, the fact that your dog is peeing on everything that he sees outside is just another indication of the territorial response that he has. So what
right.
I want to recommend is I would love to have that conversation. It's not like we're removing the testicles of your significant other. And why is it only men that are afraid of this? Women find it okay to neuter. Men don't get the idea. It's not like I've ever seen a dog look under their butt and say, oh, man, my testicles are gone. How am I going to go on? It's healthier for them, and it's the right thing to do. So convince your significant other neutering is the way to go.
Right. I think the healthier aspect might be the thing that could convince him the most, you know, because I think
And any veterinarian that he speaks to is going to back me up on this, that it's much healthier to have the dog neutered or a female dog spayed. Yeah, go ahead and do it. That's the way to go. And tell him, listen,
okay.
you don't want to neuter your dog? Relationship's over. That's what I would do.
Do you think the dog will get depressed afterwards, or do you think he won't even know?
No, the dog's not going to worry about his testicles being removed. And if he is, you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it once on the air. Tell your significant other, if he's really concerned, there's a company out there that makes artificial testicles for dogs. They're called I'm not making this up, folks. Google Neuticles. Google Neuticles. They come in three sizes, by the way. All right? So the bottom line is that if he's really concerned that his dog's going to look and say, oh, man, they're gone, he can get Neuticles. But in the meantime, all joking aside, it's the right thing to do, and I definitely recommend it highly that he have it done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Lisa, don't go in. I'm going to put you on hold, Lisa, and I am going to send you, you know what, Lisa, I'm going to send you some Lucy pet food for your soon-to-be neutered dog, and I appreciate that phone call. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, thank you, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let me take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to you, Edison, Fariba, Roberta in New Jersey, Chansey in Vermont. We'll get to all your calls right after this. But right now, you just heard me give this away, and one of the reasons I give away Lucy Pet Food is because I am such a staunch believer that is without a doubt the healthiest, best food on the market. What else can I tell you? It's the food that my own rescues, Molly and Willie, get. Now, Lucy Pet Food is manufactured in their own plant, their own location, about 20 minutes away from where I live. They have their own laboratory. They test everything that comes in and out. But the most important thing about Lucy Pet Food, besides the fact that it has that incredible prebiotic, probiotic formula, the most important thing is the passion of this company. It's called Lucy Pet Food because the CEO's dog's name was Lucy. That's the type of company it is. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. But I don't want you just to hear it from me. Here's a listener, what they said about Lucy Pet Food. I guess we don't have that, but the bottom line is this. If you would like to check out Lucy Pet Products for your own pets, here's what I want you to do. Go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. That's lucypetproducts.com. And if you go to their website, you spend just $35. It could be the Lucy Pet Products. It could be the Lucy Pet Food. It could be Kitty Lickies, the dry food, the wet food. Spend just $35 at lucypetproducts.com, and they will ship it to you absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
What did the tiger say? What did the lion say? What did the hippo say?
Hey, Julie, as one of the Hugs and Kisses counselors, you talk to a lot of satisfied customers, right?
I do. They even contact us from their vacations when they forget their Hugs and Kisses to ask if we'll ship overnight. Peggy from Maine emails, my rescued husky shedding and itching was out of control. After giving him hugs and kisses, Hitching's gone, beautiful coat, I was able to put away my vacuum. And Pauline from California says, hugs and kisses is a godsend. We spent over $2,000 on our poor, balding 14-year-old cat with no relief. Then I heard about hugs and kisses on the radio. In days, Casey stopped biting and scratching, and in just 2 weeks, his fur was growing back. Log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com, where you'll find Warren's selection of health and wellness items for your pets with $5 flat rate USA shipping. Or call us toll-free at 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847. Warren Eckstein Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 Vitamin. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich, a toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange, better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
We are back on the Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 877-725-8255. I had to stand up, of course, as an Air Force veteran when I hear that off we go into the Wild Blue Yonder. I am here. Let me get right back to the busy phone lines. How about we shoot over to my friend? Welcome. You with me, Edison? Edison, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you, Edison. What's your question for me?
My sister sent me something about a product, grass for the indoors for a dog, called Doggy Lawn. And then I looked up one. There's one that appeared on Shark Tank Fresh Patch. It sounds like a great idea. It's natural grass that you bring indoors the dog goes on it and you don't need those wee-wee pads. Unfortunately, very mixed reviews on Amazon. So I wanted to go to the master and ask your opinion.
Well, why would you want to consider the grass inside? This is for your dog, right? Or for a
cat?
It
is for my dog. I won't be using it much, no. But I do walk her, but she still has to go to the bathroom when I'm out or maybe late at night when I can't take her. So I use the wee-wee pads, and they get expensive and messy, and she goes on some parts of it, and other parts are untouched, and I thought the grass might be an option.
You know, there's a lot of different products being sold. I'm not a big fan of the AstroTurf in the house, but in terms of putting natural grass in the house, I'm okay with that if your dog uses it. But, you know, I've actually used litter boxes at times. So what type of dog is it?
Her dad is a poodle. Her mom is a chihuahua, and she's very mixed. Just part Pomeranian, part German Shepherd.
Okay, so she's a small dog. You know what I would do? Is she having accidents in the house now, or is she doing fine with the pads?
No. She's going on 4 years old. She always goes on the pads.
You know what I would do? I would sit down.
Yes.
I would have a glass of wine. Thank the dog for peeing on the wee-wee pads, and don't change anything.
Good. Okay.
You know, and one of the reasons for that, because the wee-wee pads, you know, she goes on the pad, you take the pad, you throw it in the garbage, it's over and done with. No cleaning, no washing, no nothing. Are these other products fine? I'm sure they are. They're new to me. I'm not familiar with them in terms of that. I've used artificial turf with dogs, as I said, litter boxes with dogs. But in your case, the dog doesn't have a problem. Why create one, Edison?
Okay, great point. And just out of curiosity,
yeah.
I will do what you said. Do you have feedback from yourself or your clientele on people who have used natural grass indoors? Have they
had
reviews too?
I had a client once that had a very, very expensive house. He was a big TV guy. And in the middle of his house, when he had the house built, he had a little area built specifically with the dogs where they would put the artificial turf in. But then in his case, he would have it changed every 3 or 4 weeks. So I don't have any real experience with anyone doing it. Most of my listeners are either going to have their dogs going outside. They're going to use the wee-wee pad. But I don't have a whole lot of experience with that artificial turf. I'll do some more research on it. If some of my listeners know more about it, I'd love to hear from you. But in terms of your dog, you know, I always say the dog's happy, he's doing everything right. The minute you change it, you're going to call me back with a problem that you don't have now.
That's great. And then just for the sake of argument, these products do advertise real grass. So this is the negative review. Some of them say the grass comes dead, it comes brown, it's sticky when it arrives, et cetera,
My concern is the smell. I got to move on, Edison. Let's put Edison on hold. Edison, we're going to send you for your dog. We're going to send you, what do I want to send you? I'm going to send you some all-natural herbal flea spray, Edison, and I do appreciate that phone call. The reason, you know, there's a lot of people have a dog, they look for something new, something that may be a little different. And generally speaking, when you make those changes, you create a scenario that you're going to have to resolve a little bit later. So the dog's using the wee-wee pad. By the way, the guy who invented the wee-wee pads was a friend of mine. And Alan, I'm not going to give you his last name. His name was Alan. And Alan made, if I told you how much money Alan made on these wee-wee pads, the third or fourth time I met him, he was driving a brand new, a Ferrari, the one with the horse, right? That's a Ferrari. He was driving a brand new Ferrari, and his license plates on this $200,000 car were wee-wee one. And his wife's car was Wee Wee 2. There you go. We're going to take a quick break in a minute or so. When we come back, we're going to get to you, Fariba in Los Angeles. We got Roberta in New Jersey. We got Chansey in Vermont. We got Fran in the great state of Delaware. We're going to get to all your calls. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Think about this for a moment. Just like babies, for dogs, attention is attention, positive or negative. It's important to remain neutral when dogs act out, even if it's frustrating, because if you spend too much time correcting the behavior that you want to stop, you're actually reinforcing that behavior. Attention is attention, positive or negative. Understand that. Phone 8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. The question of the day is, easier to live with, you're petty, your spouse. If I got some veterans out there, I'd love to hear from you guys as well. And again, bless you for your service. 877-725-8255. The phone number, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. And listen, if you live with a cat, watch what you say. They don't forget. I'll prove it to you in just a little bit. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there. Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, U-cart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
We are back on the Pet Show on this Veterans Day. Thank a veteran. If you see my listen, I spent yesterday at a big event for Veterans Day. As a veteran myself, it was just one of those incredible days. There were Black Hawk helicopters flying overhead and people being sworn in, young people being sworn into the military. God bless them. I hope they have a safe trip out there. Anyway, great time to give me a call if you had a question about your dog or cat. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. I have Lucy Pet Food to give away, copies of my best-selling books, Dog or Cat, Air Horns. Everyone should have one of those to keep coyotes and even bad people away. Those amazing T-shirts that say, "None of my friends walk upright." Arthrosuit Gold for hips and joints, all-natural flea spray. Lots of great stuff to give away. Plenty of time for your questions and comments. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Let's go right to my friend, Fariba. Hey, Fariba, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Can you hear me?
I can hear you like you're right next to me, Fariba. How can I help you today?
Fantastic. Well, first of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And thank you for all your great advice. I like to have a dog, and my toddler daughter likes to have a cat. And neither one of us have experience with cat or dog. So I have three quick questions for you. One is, do you suggest getting the puppy and the kitten at home approximately at the same time?
I think in your scenario, how old did you say your daughter was?
Four.
I think it's probably, it's an interesting question. If your daughter was a little bit older, I think it would be a good idea. Are you going to be adopting a dog and a cat? Is that it?
Yes, and that's part of my question is I don't know where to get them.
Okay. There are so many, you're in Los Angeles, there are so many rescues in Los Angeles, so many great organizations in Los Angeles that can really help you out. But if you're specifically looking to adopt a puppy and a kitten together, what you may want to do is, actually, if you went to my website, thepetshow.com, there's a list of rescues in Southern California that would guide you in terms of all the different groups. But there are many groups out there. One of the groups, you might want to try the Brittany Foundation, which is an excellent group. There's so many out there, too many to mention on the air. So if you want to do this, Fariba, if you can do me a favor, before we hang up, I'm going to send you a copy of the book because it'll teach you about dogs and cats, okay? But before I do that, if you can give them your information, your email address, I'm going to see if I can have someone contact you and maybe help you out, someone that knows a little bit about this and help you out getting the right dog and the right cat at the same time. How's that?
That would be fantastic. Thank you.
I think it would be great. So leave your phone, leave your email address and a phone number. I will pass that on. But in the meantime, I think it's a great thing to do to get them at the same time. This way they'll adapt to each other, especially if you're getting a kitten and a puppy. At first there'll be a little sibling rivalry and not like each other, but little by little they will get along. So I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want, but it wouldn't make any difference if I sent you how to get your dog or how to get your cat. There's a whole chapter in both of those books on getting your pets to adapt and get along with another pet. So that would be really, really helpful. So that's on its way to you. And good luck to you. I know you listen to me in Los Angeles, so don't hesitate to give me a call there once you get these new pets into your household. And as soon as I get that information, what I'll do is I'll pass it on. Hopefully we can guide you a little bit further. Hey, the phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. As I said, Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Licky. So if you have a question or a comment about your dog or cat, I do have an open line, which is pretty rare here on the Pet Show. So if you do have a question or a comment, I just want to share a great story about a dog or cat you helped. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let me jump over and see if we can help out, Roberta. Hey, Roberta, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you very much for your service, and thank you for all the other veterans that are listening as well. Sorry,
well,
I have a flock
that.
Of geese flying overhead at this moment.
And you got to be careful. Listen, be careful. Those New Jersey geese have good aim. I know. Take it from someone who spent a lot of time in Jersey. Anyway, what can we do for you, Roberta?
Okay, we have adopted a dog. My daughter was fostering for a while, and we decided to adopt him. He's about 75 pounds. He's part shepherd and part plot hound.
A plot hound, a beautiful, beautiful. If you don't know what a plot hound looks like, what was that show, the Bundys on TV? It was a great show on TV with Al Bundy. Was it a totally crazy family?
I don't remember
anyway,
the name, but I'm really
yeah.
Sure.
The dog they had was kind of a plot hound looking. That's why I brought it up, kind of plot hound looking. So yeah, it was great. So yeah, it's an interesting combination. So what's the specific question?
So he's been he was fine with us for the first several months. We've had him for about a year now.
Yeah.
He's only about a year. He's about a year old. They found him on the streets of Trenton on Morris Avenue, hence his name, Morris. Yeah. Anyway, he was fine. A couple of times my sister and brother-in-law came up. He was fine. And then it's like a switch went off, and now he's aggressive towards people.
Aggressive.
Not my daughter who fostered him, not us.
But not aggressive, aggressive towards people in your home, aggressive towards people when you walk him?
Yes, both.
Okay, and how old was he when you...
He settled down a little bit walking. I don't walk him because I have back problems, but anyway.
Roberta, how old was he when you adopted him?
Probably about a year, maybe a little
less. And how long did your daughter foster him?
A couple of months.
Okay, I don't want to rush you, so put Roberta on hold. Let me take a break. Roberta, we'll come back to you and help you resolve your aggression problem, the aggressive problem with your dog. So hang in there, Roberta. We'll get right back to you. Got to take a quick break, and then we'll get to your call. Then we'll get to you. Did we lose her? Roberta, did we lose you? We got Chancy in Vermont. We got Fran as well. Roberta, give me a call back. If you have a question, do have an open line, a couple now, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Listen, if you live with a cat, you know that the cat's in charge. You know that the cats are letting you live with them. You know that cats call the shots. They tell you when they want to play, when they want to hang out, when they want to socialize, when they want to eat, when they want to sleep. And what your cat really wants is kitty lickies. Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet are actually scrumptious, lickable moose cat treats and also food toppers. Your cats will enjoy kitty lickies either directly from the pouch, or you can squeeze it over dry food for an extra treat. And if you're one of those finicky felines, you know who I'm talking about, Lucy Kitty Lickies are exactly what you need. Kitty Lickies Lickable Mousse Cat Treats come in three of your cat's favorite recipes. There's chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, salmon and chicken. Here's a listener. This is what they say about Kitty Lickies and their cats.
Also, I want to tell you that Kitty Lickies saved my life with my cat. She has always had raw food, which I have to finger feed her because she has a lot of intestinal problems. The Kitty Lickies have changed her loving her food now. So I want to thank you.
I'm telling you, I hear this every day. Kitty Lickies, go to their website, LucyPetProducts.com, LucyPetProducts.com. Spend just $35 on Kitty Lickies or Lucy Pet Food, and they will ship it to your door absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
My dog's better than your dog. My dog's better than yours.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I seize day for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you seize day? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
At Doctors Without Borders, we put patients first, and we go where we're needed most. We believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
Find your next read at the RWF Authors Fair. Reading Writers Forum is hosting their fair Saturday, November 11th at the IOOF Hall in downtown Reading. Join us from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. to meet local authors, get autographed first editions of their books, and find the next big name to spring from our wonderful writing community. That's the Authors Fair, presented by Reading Writers Forum on November 11th from 10 to 4.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221 1-800-441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Back on the Pet Show on this Veterans Day. Let's get right back to Roberta. Roberta, are you still with me?
Not off before.
Okay, so we have a situation where the dog is aggressive. Tell me about the aggression. Is he biting, barking, growling? What is he doing?
Not biting so far, but definitely barking, growling, jumping.
Okay, so in other words, if someone were to come into your home and sit down on the couch and you were having a conversation, what would the dog's reaction be?
He'd be biting, well, not biting, jumping, barking, growling.
And what is your reaction?
Our reaction in the beginning was to put him in the bedroom. My daughter found a solution to have people sit there, have some biscuits in their hand. Don't look at him. Don't talk to him. Don't
try
to
pet him. All right, let me tell you, you made every mistake in the book. First, put the dog away,
okay.
You're making the dog more aggressive. Putting the dog away
okay.
is not teaching the dog how to behave. Number two
okay.
is when the dog was misbehaving around people, you were giving him treats. Why should he stop misbehaving? He's getting a treat for jumping and going crazy. I know it calms him down while he's eating, but you're reinforcing that habit. Here's what you need
okay.
to do, and I want you to keep this dog and have this dog for 100 years. This is not a dog problem. This is your problem, Roberta. What you need
yes.
to do is really do some good, solid training with the dog. They don't come with a computer chip. Once the dog
right.
is educated, you have a positive way to communicate with him. Right now, he's
okay.
being aggressive towards people. It's no, knock it off. Stop it. You're making me nuts. If you had a positive way to communicate with him, you can calm him down using the basics that he should know. It drives me crazy because a good majority of dogs that wind up at shelters wind up there because people assume they're aggressive, not realizing that aggressive behavior could easily be resolved with some good basic training and socializing. So what I'm going to do, if possible, and I know you live in Jersey, so I'm a great trainer in New Jersey. I spent a few days in Jersey, as you know. And so the bottom
okay.
line is if you can get someone to come to the home and work with you, whatever trainer you find, though,
yeah.
maybe you want to get a recommendation from the vet, make sure they're
yeah.
using strictly a positive approach. No shock
yes.
collars, no prong
right.
collars, none of that nonsense.
Right.
Someone, and also,
I had emailed somebody about that, and they were going to do that, and I emailed them back. I said, no, thank you.
And, well, the other thing that's important also, the fact that it's you and your daughter, and this may sound a little crazy, I would see if you can find a nice female trainer.
Okay. My husband, too, by the way. But
well,
okay.
No, but listen, dogs tend to respond a little bit better to the masculinity of the voice versus the femininity. That's why some cases I recommend using a female trainer. Find yourself.
Okay.
In the meantime, what I want to do, Roberta, I'm putting you on hold. Let's send Roberta how to get your dog to do what you want. But I want everyone to understand out there, there's a big difference between a dog with a problem and a problem dog. This is not a problem dog. This dog, and they fostered the dog, and that's great. But if you realize what I just did, as asking Roberta what they were doing, doesn't it make sense to you? If the dog's misbehaving, and your way to deal with that is to reward the dog when he's misbehaving, why would the dog stop misbehaving? When a dog is behaving incorrectly, that's when you really need do some basic training to establish not negative but positive authority at that point. Great call, by the way, Roberta, and bless you and your daughter for adopting. Fran, we're going to get to you. Chancey, we're going to get to you. Great time to give me a call. I do have an open line. The phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. But right now, let me tell you about my own Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treats, because if you are actually actually tired, I mean really tired, of your dog or cat's excessive shedding. If that constant lick, 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 scratch, 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 scratch is making you crazy, the product you need for your dog or cat is the one I developed. My own 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement Treat, and it is a treat. It is so rich in antioxidants that Hugs and Kisses can actually rebuild the health of your pet. Now listen, I developed Hugs and Kisses for my own pets, and now we've really improved it. Hugs and Kisses is now enriched with glucosamine and chondroitin that will help treat and prevent any issues your dogs or cats may be having with their hips, their joints, or their bones, and we know how critical that is. Not only that, I added prebiotics to the probiotic formula because prebiotics make probiotics work better. That means your dog and cat will have a really, really healthy gut. And we all know by now that healthy gut for both animals and people is critical for overall health. Hugs and Kisses really work to help prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots, hot spots, and hairballs, just about a thing of the past, with just the right balance of antioxidant vitamins and minerals. That's why my Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplement is now an Amazon's choice. Get your Hugs and Kisses Vitamin Mineral Supplements for your dog or cat at Amazon.com. It's also available at Walmart.com. If you prefer, you can go to my website directly, ThePetShow.com, or call my office, 1-800-430 and the word hugs. That's 1-800-430-4847. Check out Hugs and Kisses today at Amazon, Walmart, ThePetShow.com. Call 1-800-430-HUGS. Then watch your dog and cat actually improve from the inside out. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
are back on the Pet Show. I got a minute before I got a break for the top of the hour. I don't want to rush anyone, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take you guys in order when we come back. Chansey has a question about a tiger. I'm real curious about that. We're going to go to Fran after that in Delaware. Really great question about cats and grieving. I got some really great info on cats as well. Then we're going to jump over to Maryland, and we have Marcy on how to introduce a kitten to a cat. Great call, by the way, because the more people got to adopt kittens and introduce them to their cat or vice versa, the better off. I like it. And then we got Wayne calling also. So we're going to get to all your calls. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. But let me leave you with this. It's important to capture those moments when your dog is behaving well. Many dog owners fall into the trap of interacting with their dogs only when they're misbehaving, while missing all those wonderful opportunities to reward all those good behaviors that go unnoticed. So even when your dog's doing nothing, go over and say, "Thank you. I love you. Good boy." 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show on this Veterans Day.
Lovely, sweet land of liberty.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.